You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Take it up, up, and away at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. Give us a call. Now. Right now.
Now. Going on right now through March 31st, during the month of March, you can curate for a cause and possibly win a $5,000 eBay shopping spree. All you have to do is enter the I'm Born to Sweepstakes, and it benefits the March of Dimes. Hey, when you were a kid, Griff, did you have one of those little books and you were supposed to go get dimes from people to put in the little book? And you turn them in school, and, you know, it was a big thing when I was a kid to do that. But the March of Dimes is still with us, still doing great work. So all you have to do to get into these sweepstakes is create a collection and tweet it with the hashtag I'm Born To.
I'm Born To.
And to qualify for the eBay shopping spree, your collection must contain at least 6 items and be named hashtag I'm Born To. You fill in the blank. For example, I'm Born To Wear Fabulous Shoes. Just find an item you love, click the Add To Collection button on the item page, and add a brief description of why this item appeals to you. Then add it to one of your existing collections or start a new one. And for each collection you create, eBay will donate $1 to the March of Dimes. This is so great, Griff. For details, go to ebay.com. I'm Born To. Time to go to the telephone. You ready, Griff?
I am.
All right, let's do it. Ron in Las Vegas, Nevada, known on eBay as RMYKS18. Hi, Ron. What can we do for you today?
Hi, how are you guys doing? I signed an agreement with a company to start to sell the sandals. And it's 3 design, but 7 color, different color. I'd like to see if you guys can look on the listing as to tell me if I need to change, to add, or doing too much.
Oh, yes, you just need to give us an item number.
I have it.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
It is 2614-0865-5524. That's 2614-0865-5524. I'm going there myself right now.
Oh, yeah, look at those. Those are nice. So what can I tell you? Let's look at these first. So let's look at your title first. I think your title, let's see, Telec Z-Strap Sandal Footwear, Antibacterial, Medical, Arch Support, Comfortable. I'd get rid of the commas and the hyphen. You don't need them, and they just take up space. Okay. I'm trying to think. What would I add to this? If I was searching for sandals, I'd want the word sandal, obviously. I'd also want, what else?
He's got every, it's antibacterial, medical arch support, comfortable, the name of it. What do you think about the fact that he has more than one pair in the main picture?
I think that's okay.
In this case.
Yeah, well, so what happens is a lot of people say, well, no, I think it's harder to see as a thumbnail.
And some people say, why didn't I get all 10 pair? We've had that happen.
Yeah, except that you have to actually select a size and a color and a quantity. So it would be a pretty... I would have to say that's not common.
I think the picture is pretty.
Yeah, the picture's nice. The only thing that I have a question about is that you have 1, 2, 3, let me count them. Yeah, there's just 3. So the third, fourth, and fifth picture actually violate our picture policy to some extent, in that they have text in the pictures. So I'm curious as to why, I'm not so sure I would put that in there. I might embed them from another server if necessary into the listing if I thought they were important. But that's a quibble. I mean, they got through, so they got through. But the the tools on eBay's end should have filtered those and said that they're not in compliance with the picture policy. What I do like is that you do have photos of each of the different colors, it appears, and that's nice because the photos are pretty good. I mean, I'm just bringing up and up. They don't really, they zoom pretty well. I can see I know what I'm getting. So I like those pictures. And the problem, of course, is that you're going to get different people who are going to tell you, oh, having all of the colors in the one photo is not good. And somebody else is going to say, no, it gives an idea to the buyer that there are multicolored selections available. And I got to tell you, I probably would go with the photo you have myself to show that they're multicolored. And I wouldn't worry about a potential buyer thinking,
I thought I was getting all the colors.
No, you're not. You got to pick. You got to pick the size and the colors. So I like them. I'm intrigued by I like the pink ones. I think I'd look good in those. I do, actually.
I'm going to get the black and the blue.
The black and the blue are nice, too. Mm-hmm. The turquoise blue that you like so much, that color?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's gorgeous.
So, yeah, I think your presentation is good. I think the photos ultimately do describe pretty well what you have. I guess your title is fine.
He's used all the photos, which I like.
Right. And you're using the multivariations exactly the way they were intended to be used. So you can select from your size. I'll put large, and then I'll say, for those, there's only a few left. Fresh cranberry is available. And that's good. You know, if you want specific colors, and this lets you know right up that if you wanted that turquoise in large, it's not available anymore. Let me go down here. All right, so then I'm looking at your description, and again, that's easy to read. That's really good. And you have a chart, which I love. So there's, because I would wonder what is meant by L for large, and it shows for women or men the sizes. So this will help me in making sure that the ones I select are going to fit me. So that's very helpful. Under that, let's see what you got for your contact. Please contact us. We're always closed on Saturdays. Terms, payment. All right, so in your terms, I would remove anything that talks about feedback. So that line that we take our feedback very seriously, so please contact us before leaving negative feedback, and we'll work with you to answer any questions or concerns. I would take out any reference to feedback. That's not a buyer concern. It's your concern, and your listing should only show concern for your potential and actual customers. So I would say something. In mine, what I do is I rely on my return policy, which is instead of mentioning feedback, I just say, we happily take returns for any reason, 30 days after the sale, just, you know, there's no questions asked, no cost to you. And that answers their question right off, which is, oh, this is going to be easy to work with. But I always find that mentioning feedback or mentioning your concern about your feedback either reads neutral to the buyer or slightly skews them into thinking, why is he worried about his feedback and not worried? He should be worried about my experience. So I'd get rid of that.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Unless otherwise noted in post, we usually accept returns if you're not happy with your purchase. So I don't know. It sounds like this is conditional, and I would get rid of any conditions. You either do or you don't accept returns for that particular item. And I would be much more definitive about that. If product was used, then refund will not be available. And that's okay, because there's an item condition policy for new apparel that eBay will back up, which means the item can only be accepted as a return if it's received in the condition in which it was shipped. And if it's new and you get it back and it's obviously been used, then eBay will back you up and not following through on the refund. The other things are fine. They look good. All in all, it's pretty good. I can't think of anything
else. He's got all the colors listed, and I like, because I was wondering what my size would be.
And what is your size, babe?
I'm looking, so women size 6 would be 2XS.
2XS, okay.
Okay. And your men size 13.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm noticing something here. Are all these colors available? So it shows me here that there's no size. Are there any sizes where the turquoise is available? I'm not seeing it. So that could be...
I don't see where you're seeing sizes and turquoise.
At the top, where it says select a size.
Oh, I see.
And then select a color.
So I'm 2X small.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like your size.
Oh, it doesn't have all the colors.
Well, because, yeah, and that's okay. It just, what I'm saying is it doesn't seem that that particular color is available in any of the sizes. So if I can't restock it, I might consider well, at least you don't have that. It's not available in the photos of single. I don't see the turquoise, so that's clear. But it's a minor point.
I can order any size with any color.
Oh, you can?
You should put that in your listing.
I'd get those in stock if you don't have them.
Huh?
If you don't have, for example, there's nothing that shows turquoise in any size, I'd have some of those ready and put them up there.
Okay, so to order it or to order when people order for me?
No, I'd have it beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to have to make them wait for you to get your order. All in all, I think you're doing a great job, Ron. I have the minor points to bring up about, you know, making sure you have enough available stock, and otherwise, I think you're cool.
I'm giving a 4.9. What are you giving?
Yeah, 4.9 for me too.
Yay, that's good.
Now we got a three listing because it's three different design, but we have all the color with all the three different design.
Right.
So one of them we listed like that. One of them we listed only one color, the black one. One we did.
So Ron, we're gonna
hold on a minute, Ron.
Just quickly.
Hold on, and then we have Cindy in San Diego after Ron.
We shouldn't. But this open phone segment was brought to you by Terrific eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. 888. Don't miss another moment of eBay.
Terrapeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called Terrapeak.
Terrapeak?
Yeah, Terrapeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this Terrapeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with Terrapeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with Terrapeak. You can too. Sign up today at Terrapeak.com. That's TERRAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 245.
When it comes to selling on eBay, it pays to learn from those who walk the walk. Debbie Imlay is an education specialist and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Deb's Couture. Her number one tip?
I think the top one that I really use is research. That right in the beginning is, if you have an item, I want to see if it's even going to sell. Is it worth my time? So I do the research first. Unless you do the research on the completed listings, that's going to tell you what the market value is.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Small business owners wear many hats. Creator, producer, marketer, salesperson, customer representative, and bookkeeper. Keeping track of all your finances can be a daunting task, but Outright simplifies your small business. Deanna Fink uses Outright and says she doesn't fear the tax man anymore.
And I can do it like on a weekly basis, so I keep track of everything throughout the year and not at the end of the year.
Deanna, does Outright help you stay organized?
At the end of the month, I can see where my profit is, all the different things that takes money out of the money you made. So you can see where your profits are, your losses are, and where you're at.
How easy was it to use Outright?
Simple. It's like QuickBooks is, they have classes, and it was like, I'm not taking a day out of my life to put all this stuff in and learn the program. Outright was so much easier.
Find out how you can simplify your business and keep your finances all in one place. Go to Outright.com. That's Outright.com. And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Setter Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. We're on the line with Ron. He had another question, I think, about his listings, and it had to do with the different types of sandals. So, Ron, in this particular listing we're looking at, the sandals are all of one type. Can you repeat your question for us about that?
I have two other designs with a different number of the listing. One is one color is showing up, and then when you open, you see the rest of the color. And the other design, we put it in a circle, all the color.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. That must look nice, yeah.
Do you want the number of it?
Well, no, we don't have time to look at them in detail. I just I think that's an okay way to list them. Are you tracking to see how effective each of the different display options are working when it comes to sales?
We just started listing it on Thursday. We got it in the last convention. We signed with the company.
Uh-huh.
So we're able to sell it online on eBay.
I see.
We had to sign the minimum we can sell it for. Like this, we can order as many as we want, and we can sell it online.
Yeah, so I found your listings. They're easy to find in your other listings under clothing, shoes, and accessories. And they both look nice. I like them. And I can see what you're talking about because they're different designed sandals. I would do this. I would take the opportunity to use this as a kind of test to see which one of these listings garners the most views and sales, keeping in mind that they're... It could be because of the different styles. One style might actually be more popular than the others. But given the fact that they're basically the same shoe with a slight variation in the upper style of the shoe, I would track this to see which one of these layouts is working best. I got to tell you, quite personally, I like either the first or second one that shows all the different colors. That grabs my attention even more than just the black one. Which would say to me, oh, yeah, it's I don't want black. I want another color. And there's nothing except the words many colors that in the title. I might overlook that one, whereas I wouldn't overlook the others. And, when I look at other sellers that sell items that have multicolor variations, I more often than not see them indicating in their first listing the fact that it's multicolor with an example of each color. And that could be as something, I buy a lot of colored tissue paper on eBay, and it seems the most successful sellers, when they have multicolor, actually make an attempt to show that there are as a variety of colors. Sometimes they may not have all those colors in stock, and that's okay. I mean, it's better if you can provide them. But it definitely sends the message of multicolor much clearer than just having one color shoe.
I see. Okay. We change it. Actually, I'm looking how many people watch it. On the colors one, more people watch from this single color.
Oh, really?
People,
okay.
And we start on Thursday. On the top one, on this long line, 70 people watch. On the circle color, 10 people. And the single color is 6 people.
Ah, so the first one's doing the best then?
Correct.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Follow it and let us know how you do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it for your help.
Thanks, Ron. Very nice of you to call. So, Griff, we have a little question by email here, okay? And I think it's a pretty quick one.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you her name or the item number because we don't want to mention it, okay? I've been selling a particular item on eBay for 12 years. Recently, I came across another seller who was selling the same thing. She has copied my description for her items almost word for word. Mm. Is this okay with eBay? Now, I read both the listings. She sent me the other guy's listing.
Yes.
He did copy her.
Yeah.
You know, he copied what she said. What do you think of that, Griff?
Well, personally,
yeah.
For me, it wouldn't even worry me. I wouldn't care. For me as a seller, I just don't care. If someone copies my text, I don't care. That's me. If you are concerned, you can email or contact eBay and let them know or ask for it to be removed. But I'm going to be honest with you, it's probably not as productive as if when someone steals your photos.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not kosher.
And they changed a few words here and there, but it's obvious that they stole her.
Yeah, that's going to be, I'm going to tell you, if someone in customer support, if it's not exact, if they change some words, customer support's going to walk away from it. They're not going to.
So her initials are DL. So DL, here's the deal. Just let it roll off your back and say, I'm such a good writer, somebody stole it from me.
Yeah, flattery.
What the heck?
Flattery.
You know, I know how you feel. It's a little disconcerting. I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, shoot, go on with your life.
There
things are too important, DL. There are other things in life too important. But I get that it bothers you a little bit. You know, people who can't do their own steal from others. That's just just the way it is.
That's pretty true.
In more things than just this.
Or they actually adopt rather unattractive postures for themselves. I've seen this more often than not, and it's just the way of the world. Some people operate that way, and you know, there's not much we can change. So if it was photos, if somebody was taking your photos, you have a stronger case with eBay. You can also copyright your photos and have an even stronger case with eBay, where you can actually, if you want to copyright your photos, you can join the Vero program and you can report them that way as your intellectual property. I wouldn't do it for mine because there's, you know, my items are one of a kind. But if you've gone through a lot of work to photograph your in-stock items and someone is stealing your photograph, you should definitely let eBay know. Well, another week, another show.
Yes, Thursday.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We'll be live again on Thursday, March 6th with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific. I don't have time to read the credits. We'll have to do this again next time. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Join John Lawson, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and award-winning social media strategist, as he teaches you to take your internet skills to a higher level, turning likes into sales. The webinar is free Wednesday, March 26th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.